Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show, episode 330, on a Saturday night today. We're here to go ahead and talk to you all about Echo, as we do our Echo series review, mini-series review, I guess is what you can call it. But, of course, this is the Nerd Chicana here to host show once more, wonderful co-host Brad Young-Goda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saturday evening.
Yep.
That's all I got.
That's all you got, Brent?
I'm fucking tired.
What's up, man? What you been up to today?
So went to help my dad drive some U-posts.
Yeah.
He's doing a horse corral shit. So went there and he bought this whole driver, this gas powered driver, so we could drive it without, you know, having to get a sledge or get the like a T-post driver and drive the damn thing in the ground. And U-posts are bigger than the actual thing. So we drove 2 hours out just basically so he could give me and my wife breakfast.
Once again, you always say, Brad, like, my dad only wants to see me when he wants to do work.
Yeah. It's true.
Like, Brian, why can't my dad just fucking want to see me?
Can't we just hang out, bro?
Why can't we just hang out, Dad?
Hang out, watch movies, man. We don't have to be actually doing anything.
You want
to
do work. Oh, my God. Brad, well, I'm really sorry.
The whole reason I'm, like, tired, though, is when I got back, because we got back earlier than we were supposed to, and I decided to put my, something I bought together in the garage for the gym, and that took up until this point to get done. So it took about 2 or 3 hours. And for the cost of it, it's not bad, but it was missing parts. They weren't like essential parts, though. There were some stuff I was going to change on it, then some stuff just I didn't need. So it actually worked out. It's like, all right, well, fuck it.
Fuck it, right? But
yeah, and I didn't pay like thousands of dollars for the damn thing. I paid I think I paid like $150 for it. So I can't be too mad at it.
Yeah.
All the essential parts were there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, still, man, like, not the way you expected to spend your Saturday, right?
No, I mean, you know, I got it together, though, before now. I just got to do a few things to it, and then we'll be good.
But, of course, let's go live show again, y'all. We're back. It looks like we've got, at least for the next couple of weeks, we do have True Detective Season 3 to be looking forward to. So we'll have a live show every Sunday night after the episode's air to talk about the episode. This Sunday, we're going to be doing episode 1 and 2 because we were not aware that it dropped last week. Yeah.
We were aware, just not at the time.
Yeah. That'll happen when you get your Peloton equipment from IKEA. Yeah,
Stacy. So I ordered this thing from Amazon, so I was expecting it to come from Amazon, and then the goddamn package on it had shopgoodwill.com. I'm like, you fucks.
You sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. You drop ordering. Drop ordering, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. So that's funny. So wait, hold on. That's funny, because it's like I literally sent you that message on the 15th, literally the day after, we were like, oh shit, I know last night was the review of was the premiere of True Detective Night
yeah
Country.
And we were looking forward to it. That's something we were looking forward to, and it just it came and went.
It's because I didn't put it on the fucking schedule, bro.
Yeah,
like so I usually
actually helps.
So what I forgot to do was that on the TN the Google Doc content schedule, I have when the premiere dates are for the shows that we want to do reviews for.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put that one in there. So I guess it just completely flew past me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get one and two for everyone tomorrow though. So
yeah, we got it. It's not like we're not gonna do it.
No. I how many episodes is it? Do we know?
Not sure. I think 8. Okay. 9? I don't know. I don't know at all. I'm not gonna speak out of my ass here. I'm not sure actually. But today we're gonna do Echo. I don't know what I can tell. Oh, I watched True Detective season. What's it called? The episode, Washington yeah. Country, episode 1 today. I'm getting through this movie, Hard to Be a God, right now. Watching that, and I think I'll finish that tonight, and hopefully tomorrow I get to watch Lovers Rock for my review for this week, for next week. But yeah. I'm kind of like, I wanted to record a video, but I'm like, I'd rather do it at my office, at the office, you know?
Yeah.
So I can actually have a good background now. So it doesn't, like, I like recording on here. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, this is cool and all, but like, what's it called? I have to sit like this and I have to make sure I'm like this because the thing is like right here. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot of moving around. I'd rather have an actual like backdrop and everything. So at least the office I'll be in, it has like a fucking shelf, and I'm planning to take some books with me, and I was gonna put some little knickknacks in there and shit like that.
That works.
But yeah. But that's all I've done, Brad. That's all I've done. I went to go get shawarma. I ate some shawarma.
Shawarma.
Yeah. That's about it, dude.
I just had a breakfast burrito today so far.
Yeah. That's all you had to eat?
That and a protein shake early this morning, but that's it. I think
Brittany's, you were not having fun working with your dad then.
Well, we didn't even get to work. It's like he didn't have anything to do the work with, so it ended up just being, well, we'll just drop the stuff here and come back to it at another time.
Yeah.
So
it's like you finally get home and he's like, he sends you a message like, hey, how you doing, by the way? Like, couldn't ask me that while we were there.
Yeah, like,
oh my god,
I'm good though. I'm good.
I'm sure your dad loves you, Brad. I'm sure your dad loves
and,
you.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
That's his way. That's his weird way of saying like, "I love you, son."
That's his weird way of wanting to hang out. He doesn't. That's that old school generation of they don't know how to say like, "Hey, you know, you want to come hang out?"
Yeah,
it's like, "Hey, I got this project."
Yeah,
I got these never-ending projects. I want to see you. Here's a never-ending project.
Oh my god, man! It sucks, man. It really does. You're just like, damn. I'd like to just sit down and drink with you, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, I've this has been my life, so I'm just used to it by now.
Yeah, Dad. Brad's like, yeah. My dad doesn't tell me I love you. He just tells you, here's a shovel.
Oh no. So I will say he says I love you. He's not the older generation. No, they
probably not his dad's generation, right?
No, yeah. Not his dad's generation. So he does say that, but sometimes it's just like, man, can we just like, I don't know, just put something on the smoker and drink beer and
yeah, man.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Yeah. Hey, man. But you know what? Not everybody out there has a dad to go and do work with.
That's true.
So yeah.
I should be lucky.
Yeah, you should be lucky. Your dad wants to spend time with you to do work. Yeah. Imagine if you were just bad at it and he was like, no, I don't want you to come over. You don't know how to do this shit.
So when I was younger, I've actually gotten out of this because when I was younger, I would literally do shit on purpose wrong so I could get out of work.
And what did we tell you, like,
He'd get so mad and frustrated. He'd just tell me to go, just fucking
just
go.
Go home, bro.
Just like, go. What
kind of bullshit is this? I didn't teach you this.
Yeah, So I've grown out of that. I actually I do help in some form. But man, when I was younger, I was a little shit. I'd be like, man, I don't feel like doing this.
Like, I gotta go play PS2, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna do everything wrong.
Oh my god.
Did you ever tell him that? Here's a flathead. Oh, he fucking knew. He fucking knew I would do shit. Like, he's even called me out on it before. He's like, you know, when you were younger, you were such a shit that you would literally just do shit to piss me off, so I tell you to go away.
Yep. God damn it, bro. Yeah, my dad would tell us, like, come outside, we're gonna have to cut the yard. I'm like, fuck, man. I would just personally be like, halfway into it, be like, Dad, I gotta go take a shit, Dad. I'm sorry, hold on.
Never come back.
Spend like 20 minutes in the fucking bathroom, or like, and then after I was done, I would just like be like, damn, I'm gonna sit down real quick. My mom would be like, you know, you're supposed to be out there with your dad, right? I'm like, yeah. And then he would come back inside and be like, hey, what the hell, man? He goes, aren't you supposed to keep going? I'm like, yeah, hold on. We'll go out there, do a little bit more. And then he would be like, you know what? How about you just go pick up the branches? And
I'm like, okay,
cool. I can do that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Fuck cutting grass.
Yeah. Especially when you have a half an acre home.
Oh, yeah. Was it a push mower? What was it?
He would take the tractor because he knew that we were kind of like, I don't know. I never liked the tractor. I didn't know exactly how to use it. So yeah. He would take the tractor and we would use the push mower. Yep. But look, man, my father taught me that life is not easy. And I value that so much from him.
This is why we went the collegiate way, even though everyone says, oh, these idiots.
Yeah.
They can't have college degrees.
But hey, but if you could see how I do my work at work, you'd be proud of the man that I've become. I'm sure he's still proud of the man that I am, but, you know, what's it called? If he can see that I'm not a dumbass, I can actually, what's it called, do some handy shit. I can actually do
some of my job.
Yeah. When like, hey, Raul, get on that ladder. We need you to start putting some stuff up in the sea. I'm like, all right, fuck it. We got to do it. Yeah.
It's nice to know that every kid basically acts the same way with their parents.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to do shit purposefully wrong.
Yeah.
Just so I can get away from you.
Yeah. But, and then he would be like, what's it called? And then he would just stop it and be like, all right, let's go. We're going to get ready to grill. But yeah, man, it's just like that. Son, I'm proud of you, but I've heard your views about wine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Brad, what's it called? We haven't gotten anybody like that again.
No. We haven't talked about wine really either.
No.
And I still haven't tried a Francis Ford Coppola wine.
No. Brad's just going to do a live stream of just fucking trying Francis Ford Coppola wine.
No. You're gonna see me just pour it down the drain. And do a live of that.
Yeah. But, yeah, no more of that. No more of somebody asking us why we canceled Sugterra. That person didn't come back.
Only positivity going into the new year.
Yep. Well, man, I don't know, Brady. You watch anything lately?
No. I have not had a chance. I gotta watch the movie for Monday. So
yeah. Well, yeah, you get on that because that's 3 hours, bro.
Yeah, I know. So I gotta get on that tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm gonna break that up tomorrow. I'm gonna do a little bit of that and then a little bit on Monday, so that way I can be caught up. But yeah, quite honest. Wait, no, I said fuck. This thing is 3 hours, bro. Yeah, it is 3 hours and 3 minutes. Google, why are you saying 2 hours and five? Damn it, bro. God damn it.
That's just one of the stories.
Yeah, that's just one of the stories. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes. Yeah, but hey, man. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is, right, Brent? That's our dads. That's just how our dads are.
Man, that's just how it goes.
Yeah. Hey, my dad likes spending time with me, man. It's cool. It's fun. But yeah, most of the time it does involve one.
It does involve work. That's the only thing. I think it's the Generation X. That's the Gen X way. They say I love you, but they also say get to work.
Get to work. Yep. Yep. All right, watch the Stacey says, watch the Fargo season finale a couple of days ago. Great stuff. Still pushing the show if you get a chance to watch it.
Yeah,
I know. Wait, Stacey, on what network is this on? Like, is this on FX. Stars?
That's FX, so I think that's Hulu.
Hulu? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Stacy, okay, is that season three, right? That's three seasons I got to catch up on, Stacy.
I think I watched the first one.
If I can do it, if we can do it to, what's it called, get through the whole thing, and then when the next season premieres, we might try to do reviews on it. Not sure.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But I'm not going to promise you anything, Stacy.
Yeah, because we're coming into television season up soon. We get a bunch of television shows dropping.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I think next week they said that they're going to reveal when's the comeback, the date for a part two of season two of Invincible. So
yeah,
who knows? It's an anthology. You don't have to catch up. Oh, okay. Well, that's
so they're all different.
They're all different stories. Okay. So that's pretty cool. Okay. So we'll go think about it. Okay, Stacy. Yeah. Which means we're not fucking not playing around.
Just like our dads. I'll think about it.
I'll think about it.
It's a that maybe. That's a no. That's definitely a no.
Sorry, Stacy. In Mexican, that means no.
And whatever my culture is, that means no.
I what I am trying to start soon is the Ted series.
Yeah, is that on? That's on Peacock, right?
Peacock, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What in the hell? Oh, hell no, Brad. That has to be Photoshop. I can't share my screen, Brad. But it just imagine this, Brad. It's a fucking nurse walking around with the toilet things that they put you to use.
Yeah. Oh, with the I've seen it with the baseball bat size turd. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what in the hell?
I mean, you can't pay me enough.
Yeah, this is why when my aunt saw how good I was at taking care of my brother when he was sick, and he said, "Why don't you become a nurse?" I was like, "Fuck that! No, yeah. I'm only doing this for my brother."
That's one of those jobs you get burnout, I would imagine, so easy.
Yeah, Luis doesn't want to be a nurse anymore. He's fucking going for something else now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brad, with that said, we should probably get into this, right?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, let's do this. All right.
He sounds so enthused, so excited for this series.
The review that I was looking forward to this whole week. All right, friends, if you have not caught up with with Echo, which is a mini series, it's not season one, it's just a mini series. So if you haven't caught up with the series Echo, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers, or you've already seen the show, or maybe you're just out there and you just don't give a shit about the show, then go ahead and stay. Either way, how any of that goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect. In a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Echo. Maya Lopez must face her past, reconnect with her Native American roots, and embrace the meaning of family and community if she ever hopes to move forward.
Why did you say that with so much hate?
No, I'm not.
It was so disparaging. It was like Echo.
Yeah. Four episodes are directed by
full chest.
Four episodes are directed by Sydney Freeland. And one episode is directed by Catriona McKenzie. And there's a fuck ton of writers, guys. I'm glad that all y'all got the deal y'all deserve, but like, that's a lot of fucking writers. That's a lot of writers.
A lot of executive producers too. Holy God.
Yeah. Various writers, and the series stars Aluqua Cox, Chask Spencer, Tantu Cardinal, Graham Green, Devery Jacobs, Cody Lightning, Morningstar Angeline, and Denny McCollum. And Vincent D'Onofrio. And yeah. And the first in Marvel Spotlight, which is supposed to be this lower level, ground level part of the MCU that you don't have to watch anything else to have a big like knowledge of it. It's, they're going to be very grounded apparently. And yeah, the next one should be what's it called? Should be a Wonder Man apparently. Yeah. Here's some trivia for you guys as I'm trying to fill in at least a couple more minutes of this. According to producer Brad Winterbaum, this show is the first MCU property to acknowledge the events of Daredevil 2015. In the official trailer, a brief scene from the Netflix show was also added, further confirming the continuity. All right. This was all dropped on Disney Plus and Hulu. And Aluqua Quox is the first. Why am I doing this, man? Am I confusing myself with fucking the last two letters of Aluqua?
Is it Aluqua like Aliqua? Cox?
Aliqua, Aliqua, Aliqua Cox. It's because I want to say Quox. Aliqua Cox.
Like Elizabeth.
Is the first disabled actress to play a titular leading character in a Marvel Studios production. She was born deaf, just like the character in the original comics, and has a prosthetic leg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of other stuff, bro. But we'll go ahead and just go from there. So, Brad, this was supposed to be a 6-episode series. But due to budget concerns and a writing issue, this was slimmed down to 5 episodes. And I honestly think that is the biggest defect to this series. This series goes by way too damn quick. I wasn't able to sit with any of these major moments because this series moves too quick. And set in my neck of the woods, and of course filmed in Georgia. Yep. But I think what also sets this back is that you released this all in one single day. If you could have had this series going on for 5 weeks and allowing for the viewer to just be able to grab onto what is happening here and sit with it and think about it, maybe it would have helped the pacing of the show. But you drop it all in one,
and it
fucking derails that. And maybe it's because Marvel didn't really believe in this that much, or because they were going to start the overhaul of fucking Daredevil Born Again. And they were like, well, we don't want to make them think that Daredevil is going to show up again in this series. So we should probably just do this all in one. I don't know what it was, but all I know is that dropping all in one really does not do this any favors. And I'll go ahead and go on from there to you. Brad, what are your initial thoughts on
that? I kind of got to agree with you. I think it's a combination of both roles. I think the series is rushed, and I don't think you have enough episodes to really get into context and really care about much of these characters, including Echo. I think you have moments, but it's never like brought out. I think Kevin Feige made the call that they were going to go towards more the Netflix Defenders route, bringing all those characters back in the way they are and have that as canon. And I think this show gets hurt by that, and it does feel like, you know, we're going to throw Kingpin kind of in there and, you know, have him just come into play so we can get ready for, you know, Daredevil. And
because you know that's what they're setting up, especially with the post-credit scene.
Yeah, with the post-credits, exactly what they're doing. And you can see that. And then it kind of takes away from what is this show. And it's like, oh, it's just the setup for Daredevil. That's what it is. And it never feels like its own show. You never get to really, like, Echo is supposed to be a character, like, you're supposed to get behind and care about. You don't really get that chance. It's not, she's played well, but she's not, like, a likable character. She's, like, kind of like Punisher as an anti-hero. But with Punisher, we got 2 seasons of Punisher. And yeah. we got a ton of episodes. So we got to see, you know, a whole lot of that character.
More episode and being able to, you know, really sit there with Maya and her family and learn more about her and her ancestry with more episodes, with more time in there.
Yeah.
Could have been better for this. Like, I don't get why they wouldn't give that. And like, and I feel like literally, Brad, if we just gotten that extra episode, I think it would have like.
It would have helped. I don't think it would have fixed the season, but it would have definitely helped because you would have got a little more extra something. You would have got more information. You got more background on some characters. I mean, I'm still wondering why Biscuits was there.
But I do love Biscuits.
I like Biscuits, but it's like a throwaway character. It really is. He's kind of just there. And you're left with more questions. Like, the whole scene at the was it like a rodeo? Like it was
the powwow.
The powwow, and basically Biscuits crushes these two vans full with these bad guys, but you just see the vans like roof kind of cave in. It doesn't really kill them.
Yeah,
so you're kind of left with like, okay, I guess sure, I guess we're done with that, and. I don't know. It's a definitely rushed. It's not thought out. It's not overly written great. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
No. Like,
it's not great.
I like the route that they take with it as like Maya trying to like understand her roots and understand all the people that have come before her. So that way she can become her own woman and become this person that is going to, what's it called? Obviously, learn to trust other people now, and that because I'm pretty sure I'm 100 fucking percent sure that Echo is going to replace Iron Fist and she's going to be part of the Defenders. So I feel like it's there's more in line for Maya, and I think that that this show kind of gives you that. And I think that Maya and Fisk have great chemistry. I think Maya and Fisk have great chemistry together. I think they play off of each other.
I will say the flashbacks with young Maya and Fisk.
Yeah.
I mean, the man literally goes ham on an ice cream dude and beats his ass.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that just goes.
And that's like, okay, that's the Kingpin. That's Kingpin. Yeah. And you have flashes of that, but then you have these scenes with Kingpin where it's like, I mean, Echo just shot him in the face. Is he really going to be all like nonchalant? But there might be some back history that we're coming up that we don't know. Maybe he's lost his wife. You don't know.
But then we have to remember, Brad, the Kingpin is a manipulator through and through.
That's true.
Kingpin manipulates. Fisk has always been a game. Yeah. And that's honestly what it kind of alludes to, that this was just his way of trying to convince her to stop. But I'm pretty sure that through it all, Fisk was planning to, what's it called, to get rid of her.
Yeah, and honestly, do we think Fisk changed with any of that? No.
I think that if anything, he now really fully understands what she's capable of. So it's gonna be more of that. But I thought the costumes were fantastic. I loved the dresses. I loved the final costume that Maya wears. I think it's fantastic. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the scenery where we chose, like where they shot, like how it looks. It really does kind of like give you that feeling of the reservation and Oklahoma and all that. Like it's pretty fucking cool.
I did enjoy that they brought back basically the whole cast of Reservation Dogs. Because I'm like, ooh, I know that person. Ooh, I know that person. Ooh.
Yeah. I even like some of the people, like Scully, Biscuits,
I thought the uncle.
Yeah, Scully, yeah.
Henry Black Crow.
No, Scully is the one in the shop who made the thing for her. The leg.
That's her grandfather.
Okay. So you're talking about Henry Black Crow?
Yeah, I'm talking about Henry Black Crow, the one who owns the bowling alley.
The bowling alley, yeah.
Yeah, I liked his character personally. Yeah. I thought he did pretty well with, you know, the short time he was given.
Yeah. I don't entirely understand what the hell Bonnie was there for. And for, like, once again, this is why I don't like this drop it all in one, especially for this type of series, is that this whole time we begin with them being separated. And then we get to the moment they are reunited, and it just doesn't feel, it doesn't do anything for me. I don't feel anything towards this. This is supposed to be a very like big moment in the series when Bonnie and her reconnect with each other, and it just doesn't feel that way.
No, they don't. There's not a lot of chemistry given to that, those characters. There's not a lot of time for that chemistry to build or be seen, and at least the adult versions. In the kid versions, you can kind of get a feeling, but in the adult versions, not really. But here's the gist of it. This show got 5 episodes. It got 5 episodes, and they're reporting giving 18 episodes to Daredevil.
Apparently now it's fluctuating. The episode count is fluctuating.
But it's still going to probably be above 10, around.
More likely 13.
13. So, that I mean, because Loki, what did Loki get? Like
8. All those get 8, I believe.
Yeah, but even then, Loki got 2 seasons. And, you know, Echo's not getting any more, probably. That's my guess. Unless she comes back as a defender. And
I don't think we see Echo again until Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah, and that's the whole gist of it, is they didn't give this show room to breathe, and it died on the vine.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. Maybe that was just like, maybe that was how it was originally going to be. And they were just
feel like Kevin Feige came in. I feel like this show was getting shot at the same time like Daredevil was getting written and starting to shoot, and Kevin Feige just nixed everything.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Loki season is 6 episodes each. Yeah, 6 episodes each season.
But it got 2 seasons still.
But yeah, 2 seasons, right?
And it's like different writers. Like, I don't know. Like, this, like, and it wasn't like you said that this had a ton of writers.
Different. Hold on. I mean, I had to check that. But it was more like.
Because the Punisher series is going to be writers from the original Punisher from Netflix and the Loki writers.
So you have 1, 2, 3. One episode has a story by, another episode is completely written by a writer. 2 episodes written by Feldman, and then a story by Feldman, and teleplay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm only counting the ones that say written by, because those are the ones who write the script. So Chantel Wells, Amy Rarden, Ellen Morden, Ken Christensen, Stephen Judd, Josh Feldman, and Marion Dane. So that's 7 writers, and some of them did 2 episodes each. Some of them did 2 episodes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think this probably counts.
I think the Loki budget was far higher than this.
I like the styles that showed the ancestors. Thought that was pretty cool. I mean, like the black and white, cool, like silent film.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I've listened to other reviews going through. And also, I kind of got to agree with some of these guys. I'm not going to completely bash this show because I liked some parts of this. But the light up hands thing is getting kind of old. Like, they can figure something out. And I agree with all the you know, people going on about, it's just their powers are just light up hands at this point. It's like, okay, I kind of agree. Like, they can be a little more creative, imaginative, instead of just the like glowing hands.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at all the episode counts for these shows, and like all of them are like pretty much 6 episodes. Oh well, WandaVision was 8, but what's it called?
Yeah, but 9. One I didn't like WandaVision either.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 episodes for WandaVision. Everything else has been freaking 6, man. And it's like, why do you do this? Like, why do you cut the legs underneath it already? Like, why do you do that?
It's just, it's called, they know they're going to get the amount of people to watch this, and they're not going to have to spend a ton of money. That's what it comes down to.
Hawkeye was six. And it's like, I don't know, man. I think that we could have just,
and this is where I think Kevin Feige is realizing he's losing watchers because the stuff they're putting out is not great. Yeah. So he's going back and okay, what was great?
I think the MCU literally went into a creative, like, what's it called, shift now. I think,
yeah.
I'm not going to say that these movies are about to be great and these shows are about to be amazing. No. I'm saying that, like, shit's about to look a little different.
I mean, and another thing I have with this is the Marvel Studios kind of launch pad, I guess, show. And, you know, if you're going to go full tilt, go full tilt. But I get it's Disney.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, you got some, like, when the dude gets shut up in the bowling alley, I was like, all right, like, okay, this is cool. And then it kind of, they left it at that. That was the most violent thing, I think, that happened.
That's the thing is, though, like, I think anybody going into the show, if you think you're going to get Netflix Marvel, I think you need to step back. That's not what you're going to get.
Because, like, Netflix let them go. They let them get the MA rating.
Yeah. And this is like a very soft MA. Like, this is very, very soft MA.
Barely that.
Yeah. I think the most violent stuff is that guy getting shot up and Kingpin beating the fuck out of that dude.
Being the shit out of Ice Cream Man.
Yeah. But other than that, I thought the choreography in Hawkeye for Echo was way better than the choreography for this.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Other reviewers have touched upon is the choreography in this was kind of messy. It wasn't as great as other series you've seen.
Like, literally in Hawkeye, when you meet Echo, it's like, okay, this is cool. Like, I like the choreography they have for her and stuff. And then here it was like, I'm not impressed. So you're saying we're getting Tubi Marvel? Oh my God. Imagine that, Brad.
Stacey, I was surprised they brought in the Bill Burr character from Star Wars.
Yeah. You mean the one guy in space with a Bostonian accent?
he's the one generation that lived.
yeah. But overall, man, I really don't know else what to say. Like, I think that I thought that the show was whatever. I thought it was okay.
I think it could have been great had they done stuff way differently. Had they given more episodes, and, like, I think you're right. Let it come out every week. Let people process. Let people talk about it. Let people review it. And don't just dump it like they don't even care about it, which is the feeling you get. And if the studio doesn't care about it, why should the audience?
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I always talk about. It's like, if the studio shows that they don't give a shit, why should I give a shit? Like, it just goes to show, Brad. But I like I said, I don't necessarily don't like the show. I think it's whatever. I like parts of it. I wish there was more to it.
I think the casting was actually really decent. Like, it was really good. I mean, which you can't go wrong with just taking everyone from Reservation Dogs, honestly. But I think it was really good, and they could have really had something here. And I just don't think Disney gave a shit.
Yeah. I think what happened was that, like, he started seeing, like, Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige walked in the room.
Kevin Feige got the dailies from, what's it called, from Daredevil Born Again. He was like,
it's like that Community episode where he walks in and the room's on fire. I feel like that's Kevin Feige. And then Kevin Feige just turns around and just lets it burn.
He's like, you know what? We're fucking with this. This is not it anymore.
I'm done. And we're going to go with what worked, which, of course, is the Netflix Defenders series.
Yeah.
Which
already are marketing these shows as TVMA. Just go into it. Just play into it.
Just risk it for the biscuit. No pun intended.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna lose Disney Plus subscribers? Sure, you're not. You're the MCU. No. You have everybody's attention.
Plus, this is what everybody wants. They just want the Netflix series to continue. That's literally like no shows are so loved.
I have no interest in seeing a PG Punisher, PG, what's it called, Daredevil.
Want that? Who wants a PG Punisher? I've been watching old clips on YouTube of just the Punisher series. The one where I want the Punisher where he's in the court telling everybody to screw off. And then in the jail and he stabs a dude with a broomstick. Like, I want that Punisher. That's the Punisher. I want Daredevil beating the shit out of everyone in a hallway.
I don't get what they're scared about. I really don't. Like, what's it called? You literally market Echo as like being his mature series and that you have to have your parental controls turned off. So you are already telling people, guys, you need to be of a certain age to watch this. Yeah, like, I don't get where this fear of
I'm hoping because they got a Deadpool movie coming out. Like, what do you guys expect with that?
It's not going to be, what's it called, Deadpool, bro. It's going to be fucking PG as shit.
Yeah, like, it's going to be a buddy comedy with Hugh Jackman. And it's stupid. You have these characters who are meant for mature audiences, and then it brings up the question of Blade, when Blade comes out. Like, what are they going to do with that? Because that is a mature character. That is for mature audiences, and if they don't go fully into it, they're going to be left with what they're left with here, and it's something that's just fine, but not particularly great.
And Brad, I think, and what's it called? I'm giving a little bit of a spoiler, what's it called, of my episode with Alex for Watchmen. Alex says her best. Comic books are thought of as a medium for children, but not every comic book is for children.
No.
And you have to stop with this thinking of that.
It's like animated movies. People are like, oh, it's animation, it's for kids. It's like, no. Let me tell you, you go watch Akira, that ain't for children.
Yeah.
None of that for children.
So with that said, Brad, what's your final verdict on Echo?
Fuck. Why you make me go first? I don't want to go first.
I'll go if you want, Brad. I want to hear
your score. Because
straight down the middle. I don't hate the show. I don't love the show. I don't. I'm just like, whatever about it.
You feel like the studio stepped on the throat and is like, yeah, you're done.
It's a 5 out of 10 for me. I think this show is just whatever. I'm like, I'm not. I'm very interested in still seeing Maya in a show. I want to continue learning more about Echo and seeing her journey continue. I just think that this show did no favors to her whatsoever.
I think it went from this story that was supposed to be about Echo, and it turned into, oh, this is just the prequel to Daredevil because we have Fisk in it.
Yeah.
That's what it turned out to me.
For like, literally for a freaking show into this new line of shows that says, like, you don't have to know anything about the greater MCU. This is more street level. This is going to be more grounded stories. Literally feels like it's just another MCU show that's building towards another one.
Yeah. And
honestly, who the fuck knows what this Wonder Man shit's going to be?
I don't know. But I'm going to go with Roll, 5 out of 10. I don't hate the show. I don't hate it as many as some other reviews I've read.
Some people are going a little too crazy.
I mean, they light the damn thing on fire.
Like, yeah, I don't think that it's like that bad. Like,
no, I mean,
it could be worse. It could be so much worse.
Yeah, we've seen worst television movies. Yeah. We've seen a lot worse. But yeah, I gotta agree with some of them that this the studio basically just sent this out to die.
Yeah, and that's what everybody kind of had like a fear of when they announced that this was all gonna get dropped all in one. We were like, oh, okay, Marvel doesn't believe in this. Mm-mm. Wonder Man, I believe he was bitten by a radioactive loaf of bread. You know what, man? I think they paused production of Wonder Man, but I think that was because of what's it called? The strikes. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So it's starting up again. So I wonder if Feige's going up there like, hey, y'all, we're going through a little bit of a shift here. And yeah, I don't think we're going to do this.
I'm going to kill this show.
Like watch like, Echo. That's what you're gonna get, buddy.
That's what you're gonna get. You're just gonna whatever you got. We're just gonna dump it on there.
Like, I don't get why we would need a Wonder Man show. Like, especially if this is for this Marvel spotlight. Obviously, what you've got going on here is the fact that this is going to revolve around Fisk. He's going to fucking run for office. He's going to win mayor. And he's going to start, what's it called, growing this. And it's like, I don't think that Wonder Man fits into that.
Well, let's be real here. We've been wondering, we said about this show before, like, why are we doing this? What's the point?
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same with the Hawkeye show. It's like,
yeah,
why do we need a Hawkeye show?
No, like I said, the best part of the show to me was the fight with Daredevil and Echo. I thought that was fucking dope.
But at the same time, even with that fight, why did Daredevil just leave?
That's a very good question, Brad. I don't know why he just left.
I mean, he beat the shit out of everyone else unconscious.
Yeah.
But for Echo, he's just like, oh, like, I'm going to throw this on you, and then I'm gone.
Yeah. I thought it was dope that, what's it called, they brought back the original suit for it.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I don't mind the gold red, but I do like the original suit.
Yeah. What I would do, if anybody from Marvel's listening, don't even put Wonder Man in the Marvel spotlight. Let Marvel spotlight be the Daredevil verse with Echo, with Daredevil, with Punisher, everything else.
Jessica Jones.
The street level Luke shit. Cage.
Yeah.
Put Wonder Man on Disney Plus if you want and let him come out in fucking Avengers Secret Wars. I do not give a shit about that.
I don't even know what a Wonder Man is. What's a Wonder Man? We don't need to go into that.
But when I know he has close affiliations to Power Man, which is Luke Cage.
But at the same time, with the story that's dropped, well, the final episode, where it's like it's Fisk looking like, oh, I could be mayor. And if like I've read into that storyline and it's like, oh, okay. And then you know who comes mayor after Kingpin?
Ooh.
Luke Cage.
So, as he was part of the Defenders, but I'm just telling you, here's what I'm going to start thinking, Brett. If you're bringing in Wonder Man because you're not going to bring in Luke Cage, you're actually going to have a lot of people that are going to be mad. Like
that was a very beloved character, honestly.
Like if you're bringing in Wonder Man because you don't want to do Luke Cage, a lot of people like, I get not wanting to bring back Finn Jones as, what's it called, Iron Fist?
Yeah.
But, like, Daredevil, with Charlie Cox as Daredevil, Luke Coulter as, what's it called, as Luke Cage, I'm sorry, Mike Coulter, and Christopher Ritter as Jessica Jones, I think those are the ones you need to bring back.
Well, and John Bernthal as Punisher.
John Bernthal as Punisher, right? But he's not part of the Defenders.
No, I mean, no. But he is part of that whole
universe. If we're thinking about the Defenders.
Yeah.
If you're about to tell us, yeah.
Which let's be real here. That was the Netflix did the perfect casting for those characters. Yeah. They just got Iron Fist kind of off, I think.
Yeah. But if you're telling me that Defenders might just be Daredevil, Wonder Man, Echo, and some other people you're about to introduce, hell no, nah, bro. You can put that one back in the fucking vault, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Feige's figured it out. That's why
I think the epiphany was whatever was going down with that first run of Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah, he probably watched some clips of that and was like,
he got the dailies, bro. He got the dailies
and he was like, no. Which is funny because they shot a ton, so, and they're going to use some of it, but at the same time they've rewritten. They're
using it for the intro.
Story.
That's what they're going to use it.
Yeah,
for.
They're going to do for just for the Marvel.
Somebody literally on Twitter said like, what's it called? Kevin Feige must have had almost a heart attack after he saw how shit that first run was. And he had to fucking dial it holes way back.
Because it sounded like they were almost done like shooting that.
Yeah. But once again, like I can't sit here and tell you that Daredevil from Netflix was perfect because there's things that they don't do right. Yeah. And I think that a Daredevil show that can balance, what's it called, Matt Murdock, the lawyer, and Daredevil, the hero, will do really well. And I think that, like, this idea of, like, completely scrapping out the legal procedural part of it is completely negating a big part of who Daredevil is.
I mean, because look at the Punisher series. Well, it's the most memorable part of that. It's Frank.
That's why we've
Frank Castle, but it's also Charlie Cox.
Yeah.
Playing the lawyer
Yeah.
Matt Murdock in that trial. That's one of the most memorable of that series.
Yeah.
But also, I think a lot has to do with it. Netflix actually gave a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, up until that last season, those last seasons, when they were just like, yeah, guys, like, I'm sorry. Like, we just got to drop this. Like, this is done.
Well, yeah, because Disney pulled it back. Yeah. But, I mean, the Daredevil last season was good, and the Punisher last season was good.
Yeah. So, with that said, that's our end of our Echo spoiler review. And, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. This wasn't the one. And, yeah. Also, after getting Loki my expectations were pretty high, having seen what Loki was able to do. And, yeah. Well, Brad, with that said, that's all we got today. And of course, they can follow us over at thenerdcore.com. Twitter is at @thenerdcore. Instagram and Threads is at @thenerdcore. Also, our TikTok is thenerdcore. Patreon.com/thenerdcore for awesome exclusives like early access to episodes of the main show, the Nerdcore podcast, along with other cool stuff that we have available over there. Our Discord link is in the description as well. We're back, y'all. So we'll see you all tomorrow and every Sunday after that as we review True Detective Night Country, aka True Detective Season 4. And, you know, I just watched the first episode. I got a lot of thoughts, man. I'm excited.
I'm excited for this series.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yes, sir. We also might have some stuff cooking up for Patreon that we would like to talk to you all about, but we'll talk to you all about it probably tomorrow or later in the week. So you guys should go and can check that out. But for now, that's all we got, man. What anything else, Brad? That right now Sundance is going, but I didn't get to cover Sundance. I wasn't accepted. So no. I got accepted for Slam Dance. And I need to watch some stuff from Slam Dance.
There you go.
But I gotta
some kind of dance.
Catch up on that shit. Shut the fuck up.
But no, I don't really nothing much to talk about. I'm looking just forward to True Detective and then Monday.
Yeah. I am really hoping that Seth Rollins is okay. First of all, that Seth Rollins is okay. That his knee injury is not that bad. And that he is okay to be able to perform at Mania. But fuck, man. That's got to be one of the biggest bummers right now. Because you know that those Punk and Seth segments are about to fucking cook hard. But first and foremost, I hope that Seth Rollins is okay.
I hope Seth Rollins' knee is like Kevin Owens' arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Kevin Owens' arm ain't hurt. He's going to beat the shit out of Logan Paul.
Also, just, I hope on Monday we don't just see Damian Priest finally cash that shit in.
Jesus Christ.
I guess we'll find out on Monday. I think that's what's going to tell us, like, whether how big it is. If
an issue.
If Rollins gets cashed in on Monday, he ain't coming back for Mania. I'll tell you that. Maybe he doesn't. Look, if Roman can sit on his ass, for months on end, Rollins can keep the title until WrestleMania, not defend it.
Hey, at least Roman can be funny now.
Yeah. And if Roman has a problem with my words, he can challenge me for the High Flyer Radio Championship because that's the only one that matters.
Are you saying you want to be head of the table, bro?
I don't have to be, bro. I've always been it, bro. Come on. I created this bitch right here. It was a goal. I am the head of the table. Fucking Luis couldn't handle not being the head of the table, bro. That's why he had to leave. He only left me to be in the head of the table. Yeah. With that said, though, we're getting out of here. And of course, we hope that the news is going to be bright about this and we get this. We don't get this shit in May. We get this shit soon.
Soon. I need it. I need it.
Yeah.
I need it like air.
Yep. Brad, send him out.
All right, Roland, thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat. Thank you to all our listeners, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, all I have to say is I hope Disney cares more about its future shows than it did this one. Young Yoda out. We'll be right back.
Fuck this. I'm watching Ted.